me the way of lying and grant my graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. I judge that I laid before
you. Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Not to shame.
Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
Arch my heart.
Who's drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see. You know how I feel. It's running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on the tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
And Dr. King movement. We are the first band who passed WBON. Personal man was personal friend. Dale. So we planned this on a purpose band and also a bass.
Open eyes that we may thank you.
Strand WBON radio station. He crossed over last night. Mother Bass crossed over. And they used to play that record at Purpose Band every night at 11 o'clock on WBON. And Purpose Band was a black businessman, only black radio station in Chicago, WBON. He did a loss for Chicago, and that's going out for him. Tonight, this is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement. I got some scriptures. Get your Bible, because I got a scripture I want to share with you tonight, and I want to share it with you. But before that, I'm going to have Sister Mary read the 23rd number, Son, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The reason we're reading that, because so much is going on across the world. And don't forget to pray. You know, you say, well, bitch, that's way over there, people fighting. Prayer changes things. We know Putin is a terrorist. We know he's a monster. But you got monsters on both sides. Prayer will change all of that. I'm praying for you, you and you, them that lost so much, so many. Now, I want to say this before we get in prayer. That was $13.6 billion spent over there. But I want to know where the money going to. There are people leaving now. That money could have helped a lot of people right here in Chicago, Detroit, California, throughout America that we suffered. Gas, $5 a gallon. In some places, it's $7. In some places in Chicago, it's $4.95.10 when you get through that $5. Some places it's $5.20. All of that's going on, but God is still in control. That's why, like I said, the Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. I'm praying for you and you tonight. I want you to begin to get ready, because we're going to talk about money. What you need is money, and you need money to pay your bills. You need the money to pay your rent, light, and gas. And yesterday, I talked about money. The money, what money do, is not that money is just something you need. Back in the day, we had gold and silver and copper and all of that. But now we got the paper money, which ain't about nothing. But the gold and silver is still the number one currency all over the world. When you get some silver and some gold, copper, zinc, you got something. But I just wanted to say that. And I got Sister Mary here to read the 23rd number of Psalms. And since she read it the last time, a lot can happen. Okay. Sister Mary, you can read the 23rd number of Psalms now. You've been reading it all
the
time.
Yes, but I barely
can. We don't.
Yes, but we barely can hear you.
Okay, I'll bring it
can
up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, here I go. The Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Amen.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Now you hear me clearly now, don't you? Glory.
Huh?
I want to say to you tonight, the 23rd number of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd. That means that you got to put all your trust in God. I was at a meeting today, and we was over at the auditor's office. We talked about how people come in the community with rotten meat, old food, and try to put it off on black people and say we're happy. They don't even live in the community. One of the things I'm talking about tonight, I'm going to have Mother Pearl give you a testimony. Mother Pearl, I want to tell you, a young lady called me from Minnesota. She lost her nephew by drugs. The young folk is taking cocaine here and mixing that new cotton oxygen. They putting that together and they smoking it and they dying. We had 3 to die out in Florida this week. I don't know what's going on with these young folks who want to take all this dope. They're supposed to be the next governors and the next in the House of Senate. These white and black, they ain't just black, white and black. And black, no, they don't need to be getting because they already late. But they all want to get high. They want to drink themselves under the table or smoke themselves to death. You know, that's a sign of naked energy. That's a sign of death. That's a sign of witchcraft. Anytime you destroy the temple, God gave you the temple, body, mind, soul, and spirit. All you do is tell the young folks that they want to listen. I want to thank Sister Mary for that reading of 23rd number song. And Mother Pearl got a testimony. And, you know, anytime you can encourage somebody, we pray for a man, he was 90 years old. And he passed on. He started WBON radio station, and he's been on it for a long time. Mother Bass worked hard, and her daughter ran for her. And every letter, every telephone call, those are lost loved ones. You're praying. And young lady said, her brother got shot. You just bystander. There's too many guns out in the street. And in Dalton, Illinois, Jerry, the little baby picked up the gun and shot the mother in the head. Why would she that leave a gun with a toddler in the car? And the toddler picked the gun up and pulled the trigger and shot and killed the mother sitting in the driver's seat. Why would you bring a gun? What would you carry a gun around children anyway? This is kind of stupid stuff that you come out protecting yourself and your family is being killed. And this happened not only in Chicago, all over. This happened in Chicago. This lady went shopping at the store, come out, put the baby in the back seat, got a gun on the seat. The baby picked the gun up and shot it. You know, and the baby was younger, know what he did, and the gun just discharged. The mama did. That's the kind of negative stuff. That's children raising children. And that's the stuff that's going on. Mother Pearl.
Even after my long prayers is because all I just feel like I am blessed and truly blessed to be able to be the man of the room tonight. God knows I have been through a lot, but I am still pushing on.
Amen.
And I would like to say that I hope that one day that these young people will get themselves together, because it is prayer time all over the world. And anybody tonight don't know God, Father, they sins, I hope the Lord, they try to find the love of them for our 9 years old. And I am blessed and truly blessed. I'm blessed. Each and every day when I even get up off this bed. Because there's so many people to be there if I want to. They're not able to even get up this morning. Some of them, when they didn't wake up because they've gone on. And I hope these are a better place. And I would like to say that this is all I have to say tonight. God bless you. And I love you.
God bless you for that testimony, Mother Pearl. Anytime you can testify to the power of God for something good. I'm praying, we're praying for the Span family. I've talked to Dale Span, his son. He said, Bishop said he's ready to go. Talked to Sister Miriam, who lost her mother. The way you send yourself to give to God eternal life, get ready, things going to happen. But I just want to tell you, let go and let God. I got something special for you tonight. I want you to be able to let God in, let God do something special to you. And somebody said, bitch, I need something special. God is a special God, and he's going to do something special for me and you. Amen. So I know God is good. And all we have to do is let go. Let God. Some of you don't want to let go. You got to let God handle it. God handle it. But you can't handle it. You got to let go. Let God. And God wants to do a quick way. In a hurry. And God ain't made no mistake. Okay. I'm going to let you know he ain't made no mistake.
Psalm
119.
The excellency
of God. I'm going to get your Bible real quick and share Psalm 119. Some of you said it's hard to read, and they told me. So I'm going to let you listen to Psalm 119 because that's something you can listen to. But don't I want to have a little what we did Sunday. This is something you do. We did Sunday. I'm going to play a little late. This is what we did Sunday.
This is the 13th of March. And
we did that Sunday.
We won't give money. Massapusa, what you want? What's the money? I'm praying with you. The money. That's what you need. The money. Come out of jail. You need money for the house. Money for the rent. What you need? Money. You need this morning. $3,000. That's enough. Money. And Matt Moose was the richest man.
Now, Beth, you can go to YouTube and get that. I just brought a little of it to you on YouTube. But I will tell you, when this country can spend $13.6 billion to another country. And we're praying for those people to come out the war. It ain't nothing nice. But you have to take care of your own family first. Mama always said, charity begin at home. You got people homeless. People ain't got nowhere to stay. You got gas bill, light bill, car bill, everything going up. People working can't keep up. Because once they get, they got to pay gas, $5 a gallon to get to work. You're working a long way. It takes $40 to $80 to fill up the pickup. So the truck drivers that live with this stuff, they have a problem because the money is short with us, but the money is going to everybody else. People come in here and they get money to start a business. People come in, they get money, they get food stamps, money, all of that. This government got to take care of the citizens of America. We got to be taken care of first. I just want to say that this is what I had to say.
Injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
You can't be God's blessing tonight. It might seem like a star. People walking out of the world. It's easy versus good. We have mistaken. After the bond, after the murder, God is still in control. Turn your Bible tonight to 119 number Psalm. Write that down. 119 number Psalm. I just want you to go there with you. But one day he said, this is so long, I go to sleep. One lady said she goes to sleep when she hears.
Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Walk in the Lord of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my way is direct, keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect for all thy commandments. I will praise thee, uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Bet. Wherewithal shall this young man cleanse his way? I take ye heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Gimel, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Dalit, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Hey. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Vav. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings. I will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Zion, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Shat. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise and give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Ket. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Yod. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Kaf. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy thee, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Mem. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Nun. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Sameh. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to my oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Pay. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light, and giveth understanding unto the simple. I open my mouth and pant it, for I long for thy commandments. Look down upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my step all in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon my servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers and waters run down my mouth. Righteous art thou, Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because my enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, death thy servant suffered it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning, and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watchman, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh and follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Fresh, consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice in thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thine, Lord, do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Come, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word. All thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
I hope that you have your Bible. We'll go right along with that prayer. That's Psalms 118. I want you to read it. I want you to read it and understand it. It's very powerful. That song will keep you in the land of living. It's very powerful. I'm praying for you and you tonight. I just want to say to you, if you got to meet your plans, I want to go to talk about Noah Daddy. Noah Daddy had walked with God. I know some of you don't understand this. In the book of Enoch, it talks about all the stuff that's going on now. I'm going to play a little of that because we're talking about killings and murders that's going on all across the world. Thousands of people leaving and because of war zone. The Bible says wars and rumors of war. And I want to read that Psalm 119. I want to thank you, Mother Pearl, for your testimony. Mary, thank you for reading the 23rd number Psalm. I'm praying for the Stan family tonight. I'm praying for the Bass family tonight. Those that lost loved ones, I want to tell you, God is a healer. And we're talking about what's going on. This is the Dr. King movement. We got to talk about free the people where they can be free. One of the things I found out, I've never voted for less of two evils. Somebody said, less of two evils. One is good, one is bad. If they both bad, don't vote for none of them. So we got to get people that are going to take care of business for black men. Take care of business. It don't mean that you prejudice because you want things to happen for your family. And nothing wrong with you saying that you're supposed to have the best. Your children will go to the best school. And we can get away from the guns and the dope and the drugs. Because the devil have loosened drugs, dope in our community. Young people dying. Not cocaine, getting drunk. And one people went over in Mexico. And they went to the bar drunk and they found him dead. This is the book Enoch.
Parable of Enoch on the future wealth of the wicked and the righteous. Chapter 1, the words of the blessing of Enoch. Where would he bless the elect and righteous who will be living in the day of tribulation, when the wicked and godless are to be removed? And he took up his parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man, whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me. And from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I saw, but not for this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come. Concerning the elect, I said, and took up my parable concerning them, the Holy Great One will come forth from his dwelling, and the Eternal God will tread upon the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp, and appear in the strength of his might from the heaven of heaven. And all shall be fear, and the watchers shall shake, and great fear and tremble shall shake unto the end. And the high mountains shall shake, and the high hills shall shake, and shall melt with wax, and the earth shall be rent and thundered, and all that is upon the earth shall perish, and there shall be judgment upon all men. But with the righteous he will make peace, and will protect the elect, and mercy shall be upon them, and they shall all belong to God, and they shall all be prospered, and they shall all be blessed, and he will help them all, and light shall appear unto them, and he will make peace with them. And behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all, and to destroy all the ungodly, and to convict all flesh of all the works of their ungodliness, which they have ungodly committed, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Chapter 2. Observe ye everything that takes place in the heaven, how they do not change their orbits, and the luminaries which are in the heaven, how they all rise and set in order, each in its season, and transgress not against the appointed order. Behold ye the earth, and give heed to the things which take place upon it, from first to last, how steadfast they are, how none of the things upon earth change, but all the works of God appear to you. Behold the summer and the winter, how the whole earth is filled with water, and clouds and dew and rain lie upon it. Chapter 3. Observe and see how in the winter all the trees seem as though they had withered and shed all their leaves, except 14 trees which do not lose their foliage, but retain the old foliage from 2 to 3 years till the new comes. Chapter 4. And again, observe ye the days of summer, how the sun is above the earth over against it, and you seek shade and shelter by reason of the heat of the sun. And the earth also burns with growing heat, and so you cannot tread on the earth or on a rock by reason of its heat. Chapter 5. Observe ye how the trees cover themselves with green leaves and bear fruit. Wherefore, give ye heed and know with regard to all his works, and recognize how he that liveth forever hath made them so. And all his works go on thus from year to year forever, and all the tasks which they accomplish for him, and their tasks change not, but according as God hath ordained. And behold how the sea and the rivers in like manner accomplish and change not their tasks from his commandments. But ye have not been steadfast, nor done the commandments of the Lord. But ye have turned away and spoken proud and hard words with your impure mouths against his greatness. O ye hard-hearted, ye shall find no peace. Therefore shall ye execrate your days, and the years of your life shall perish, and the years of your destruction shall be multiplied in eternal execration, and ye shall find no mercy. In those days ye shall make your names an eternal execration unto all the righteous, and by you shall all who curse, curse, and all the sinners and godless shall imprecate by you. And for you, the godless, there shall be a curse, and all the elect shall rejoice, and there shall be forgiveness of sins, and every mercy and peace and forbearance. There shall be salvation unto them, a goodly light. And for all you sinners, there shall be no salvation, and on you all shall abide a curse. But for the elect, there shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth. And then there shall be bestowed upon the elect wisdom, and they shall all live and never again sin, either through ungodliness or through pride. But they who are wise shall be humble, and they shall not again transgress, nor shall they sin all the days of their life, nor shall they die of the divine anger or wrath, but they shall complete the number of the days of their life, and their lives shall be increased in peace, and the years of their joy shall be multiplied in eternal gladness and peace, all the days of their life. The fall of the angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced by God on the angels, the messianic kingdom. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said to one another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Semjazah, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And there were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they'd sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of the leaders. Semiazaz, their leader, Arikabah, Ramael, Kokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakijah, Asael, Amaros, Batarel, Ananel, Zachiel, Samsapiel, Satharel, Turel, Jomjael, Sariel. These are their chiefs of tens. Chapter 7. And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them and defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cutting of roots, and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant, and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ells, who consumed the acquisitions of men. And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. Chapter 8. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments and the use of antimony and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones, and all coloring tinctures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they were led astray, and became corrupt in all their ways. Semjazzar taught enchantments and root cuttings, Amaros the resolving of enchantments, Barakijah taught astrology, Kokabel the constellations, Ezekiel the knowledge of the clouds, Arachiel, the signs of the earth, Shamsiel, the signs of the sun, and Sariel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. Chapter 9. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth, and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, the earth, made without inhabitant, cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and thou seest all things, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth, and revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn, and Semjazzar, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates. And they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth, and have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and make their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. And thou knowest all things before they come to pass, and thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them, and thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these. Chapter 10. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One spake, and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, Go to Noah, and tell him in my name, Hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all the generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, Bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment into the fire, and heal the earth which the angels have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, Proceed against the bastards and the reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication, and the children of the watchers from amongst men, and cause them to go forth, and send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days they shall not have. And no request that they, their fathers, make of thee, shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf. For they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will said unto Michael, Go, bind Samjaza and his associates, who have united themselves with women, so as to have defiled themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And when their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones, bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation. Till judgment that is for ever and ever is consummated. And in those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. And whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from thenceforth be bound together with them to the end of all generations. And destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. Plants of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The work of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace. And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall all be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And all desirable trees shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance. And as for all the seed which is sown thereon, each measure of it shall bear 1,000, and each measure of olives shall yield 10 presses of oil. Cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth. Destroy from off the earth. And all the children of men shall become righteous,